what's need-to-know news. You may or may not see this on the news tonight, but I think it's kind of interesting, so I'll share these with you. This will definitely be on the news again. Have you guys been seeing what's been happening in Austin, Texas?
What? Oh, yes, the package bombs.
Right, exactly. There's been a series of deadly package bombs delivered to homes in Austin, Texas, and residents are really on edge. The three package bombs have exploded at homes in Texas over the past 10 days, including two on Monday, which killed two people, injuring two others. Investigators say they believe the incidences are related. So not that that's a good thing, but I don't know if that means they're related to the same people or that the bombs are related. Residents have been so concerned that the Austin police have received at least 150 calls about suspicious packages. The packages were placed in front of the residents' houses and were average-sized delivery boxes, like, so nothing super, super large.
Right. They think that the bombs are related, as in they're all put there by the same person or group.
Yes, yes.
But they at first thought maybe it was a hate crime because every single victim so far, including
was it Hispanic?
They were all people of color.
So okay,
two,
not white. Okay.
Two were black, and then one was Hispanic. At first, they thought maybe it was a hate crime, but now they're saying they don't have enough evidence to support that, so they're not sure yet. So they don't want to say yes or no.
They want people to call them, talking about the police and the FBI and the ATF, if they have a package they think suspicious, especially if you didn't like order something off Amazon or
even if you don't live in Austin. That should be a you know what you do no matter what. If you didn't order anything, yeah, like Joe's saying, and it's something showed up, call the police. And it's better to have them check it out.
But see, like, when I get, like, a package on my door, I'm like...
You're so excited.
I'm like, what is it?
I know.
Oh, I can't wait to open it. It's like Christmas morning as a kid.
First to die.
Yeah, no kidding. Here we go. So hopefully they're going to catch that person. The governor, Greg Abbott, announced a $15,000 reward for info leading to the arrest. And for that, man, give them the death penalty. That's not cool.
It's so sad. That, and especially with that 17-year-old boy, he was going to go to school for music. He, like, played the cello and all this. He was super talented and just looked like such a sweet kid. And it's just the saddest thing.
And this is another sad story, but I promise we'll get some better ones. But my wife told me about this, and don't look up the photo. I wasn't trying to, but I saw this on a Facebook post. I can't believe people haven't complained and got it flagged. But this is sad and just incompetence at its highest level. On Monday night, a woman and her two young children were flying from Houston to LaGuardia Airport in New York on United Airlines. They had their French Bulldog puppy with them in one of the little carry-on things. And whether you agree or not that dogs or pets should come on a plane, I could see that there. But either you have them where they can sit with you or not. Because what happened here is just, it makes no damn sense. Well, a flight attendant told them, hey, you're going to have to put the little French Bulldog of yours, the puppy, that's in the carrier. You can't put it in front of you underneath your seat, even though it kind of fits. You're going to have to put it in the overhead bin. The woman protested, but I guess she eventually gave up because the flight attendant did not back down, so she put the dog up in the overhead bin.
What is wrong with these flight attendants? Flush your hamsters down the toilet, put your dog in the overhead bin. That's absolutely insane, and it's total animal cruelty.
And when they landed, the puppy was dead, and it really shakes me up because I wasn't looking for the photo, but they had a photo when I found the story of this, and
he was
like upside down with his paws up. It's just like... And here's my thing, like, even if you want to turn the plane around and arrest me for some kind of domestic, whatever you want to call it, as soon as we, like, get in the air, that damn puppy's coming out. Like, but I couldn't, like, the puppy whimpered for a bit, and then it went quiet. So and the kids were crying. You just imagine that scene. I couldn't imagine that. So, I guess I'm giving you a bunch more bad news. Anybody going to Boston for St. Patrick's Day? Anybody going there on Saturday?
I'm not, but I think Buster is.
Oh, well, that's not good. Another nor'easter is going to hit the U.S., canceling over 1,500 flights and knocking out power to 250,000 households. The storm brought blizzard-like conditions to Boston over parts of Massachusetts, Maine, and New Hampshire, and it's the third nor'easter to hit in less than 2 weeks, so maybe that'll be cleared up by then, but... Man, like, that's a sign. Just don't go to the East Coast right there. All right, let's see here. Let's find something that's not terrible. Oh, you'll like this one. How about passively aggressive people? This is kind of funny, unless you're the person that the lady's mad at.
Okay.
This is kind of actually legendary, a passive aggressive move. A woman on Twitter named Angela Brisk just posted her method for sticking it to any guest she has over to her house who she doesn't really like. What do you think her method might be? She doesn't like these people, but they're still a guest.
She freezes them out. She puts the thermostat on, like, 55.
Oh, I saw this. Story. This
you
is great.
Know. Okay. Well, it's not clear why. First of all, why would you invite somebody? If I don't like you, Alex, I would never invite you over to our place.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Like, I'm like, oh, sorry, I forgot.
Life's too short.
Well, what this lady does is Angela boils hot dogs.
Stop.
Then pours the water into an ice cube tray and freezes the ice cubes.
Ew.
when she makes drinks for, hey, it's Alex, let me get you a drink, honey. She makes sure the people that she doesn't like have the ice cubes that are hot dog flavored. That is just totally gross.
Oh my gosh, it's freaking nasty.
And do you sip it for a bit to think like,
oh my gosh, stop, I'm literally gagging.
This tastes a little weird.
Stop.
Well, you like hot dogs.
I'm talking about
water. I love hot dogs, but the hot dog water is so gross, and I also refuse, I don't eat hot dogs that have been boiled. They have to be like grilled or made otherwise. I can't do just like boiled in a pan.
Because it doesn't.
When I was little, I did, but not now.
All right. Well, let's see this one here. Maybe we can come to an agreement on something. Did you guys know that there's no such thing as totally straight? That includes for men or women.
Okay. Well, get out of here with that nonsense.
Research showed men and women different kinds of porn and looked at pupil dilation, so your eyes, which is a sign of sexual arousal. They found that women's eyes dilated when they viewed a man and a woman being sexually intimate, and when two women were also sexually intimate.
Okay, let me explain this. If I see two women going at it as a straight person, I'm going to be like, oh my, and my pupils are probably going to dilate. It doesn't mean that I'm into it.
Wait,
you know
so
I mean?
You're telling me you don't think like two girls like getting it on is hot at all? I'm not saying like that you're bi or gay, but you like that doesn't get you a little excited?
I think if any person, no matter what, sees any type of sex going on, you're going to have some sort of like, oh my, sex is going on, maybe levels of arousal. But like, I don't think that means that you're not totally straight. Just like if somebody has always been gay and you show them straight porn, I don't think that means that they're a little bit straight in there. I just like, that's insane.
Yeah, he just said the pupils. If there's any sex, animals or whatever, your pupils are going to move.
You're
like,
oh, dude, you want to watch? Exactly. You want to watch? And it's safe to do at work. You want to watch some really good sex?
No.
Google turtle sex, like turtle sex with a croc.
Oh, I forgot. This is your kink.
This is
it
his
is.
Favorite.
Do you know what
Joe's favorite thing in the world is? Turtles having sex.
Do you know what it sounds like when turtles have sex, like what they do?
I do, because you always do it.
I do a dead on impression.
People, go ahead.
The turtle like mounts the croc to search for this, and he goes,
he loves it. It's Joe's favorite video.
That's right.
So much that he makes the same noise with his wife, Lindsay.
That's right. I'm like, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby.